Welcome to the Ray Harryhausen podcast, the show dedicated to the life, career and films of a special effects titan. Join us as we host in-depth discussions about the work, influences and legacies of this uniquely talented filmmaker. Brought to you by the Ray and Diana Harryhausen Foundation, we will be delving into Ray's archive to bring a unique insight into his work, including exclusive audio from the man himself. We will be joined by special guests for retrospectives, exclusive announcements and competitions, so this podcast is a must-listen for all fans of the world of Ray Harryhausen, animation and classic filmmaking. Hello and welcome to this special extra episode of the Ray Harryhausen podcast. It's the Ray Harryhausen Awards 2024. They're being launched now, slightly earlier than we normally would, to give more people a chance to enter and to make sure that we have more chance to watch more films. And in this special episode, we're going to hear from some of the winners from the 2023 awards. Connor, isn't that right? I'm joined by Connor Heaney, our collections manager.
Yes, John, it's been really worthwhile because we're now into year three of the Harryhausen Awards. So we're now getting lots of feedback from winners and people who have received their award trophies. And it's truly been a global phenomenon. We now have awards trophies in South Korea, in Brazil, in France, in America, all over the world, people entering the Ray Harryhausen Awards. And I've loved seeing the photographs come back and the thank you messages that have come back from people who have won. So I thought today would be a nice chance to speak about the 2024 Harryhausen Awards and look back at what winning these animation awards has meant to our various guests today. So I think we'll start off with the winners of the 2023 awards. The winner of Best Feature Film Animation was Pinocchio, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio to be more specific. And Guillermo was kind enough to send through a thank you message alongside his co-director, Mark Gustafsson. And you can hear now what winning the Harryhausen Award has meant to them both.
This is Guillermo del Toro wanting to thank you for this incredibly moving award, perhaps the most significant in terms of this carrying the name of the god of animation and of stop motion. And I know Ray had a great affinity for the classic fairy tales and the classic children's stories, but he did a very sophisticated work, and it was minutely attentive to details and movement and character through movement. So I think he would have appreciated our Pinocchio very much. And for me, this is a life-changing award. Thank you.
The Harryhausen Award. That's amazing. I mean, that is amazing. This one really means something special to me, to all of us on the Pinocchio crew. We got a lot of awards this year, but this one, wow, from the pioneer of stop motion animation, somebody that we all look up to. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Ray Harryhausen. That's why this award means so much to me. Thank you. You know, I will never forget the first time I saw the skeleton fight in Jason and the Argonauts. I was sitting in a living room with my parents, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. I had no idea what was going on. It was amazing. That was my first exposure to Ray Harryhausen. And from then on, I became obsessed with him. And in fact, if it weren't for Ray, I wouldn't be doing stop motion today. So, from the whole crew of Pinocchio, thank you so much for this honor. It really means a lot. We've gotten a few awards this year, but man, this one really touches me. Thank you so much.
That's marvelous, Connor. It's great to see that people at the very top of the industry pyramid, if we can say that, are winning these awards and are entering projects as well. And we had lots of different levels. We had student entries, we had children's entries, we had a great many awards. We're going to hear from some of those next. Is that right?
Yes. Next up was the winner of the inaugural Best Children's Film Animation. This is Christian Harding, who entered his movie, The Battle of Gastropoda, And Christian's going to tell some interesting stories about the making of his film and of the premiere screening of it earlier this year in 2023. So hello to the 2022 winner of the Ray Harryhausen Award for Best Children's Film Animation, Christian Harden. Christian, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you, Connor.
Excellent. No, thanks for chatting with us today. You're a young stop-motion animator. Could you tell us a little bit about how you became interested in making your own films and what you knew about Ray Harryhausen?
Well, I can never remember a time before Ray Harryhausen. He's always been a thing in my life. Like, my parents both loved their films, and I was practically raised on Ray Harryhausen films. And it was only sort of later on when I sort of looked into stop motion more. I thought, oh my, I'll have a go at this. So he is my inspiration for everything I do.
That's fantastic. And when did you start making your first stop motion films? What were your first experiments?
My first experiments were little Lego animations, with animating my Lego figures on my phone. And then I sort of moved on to plasticine stuff. And now I think moving forward, I think I'll get to a point where I'd be doing some more realistic models.
That's a good, I mean, Lego and plasticine is just the perfect way to start. And it's, you know, we see so many nice contributions from younger filmmakers, and that's really where they get their beginnings. So your film, the winner of the Harryhausen Award, Battle of Gastropoda, was that something that you were working on before we announced our Ray Harryhausen Awards, or did you make it specifically because you'd heard there was an award category that you could enter for free?
Yeah, I made it specifically for when I heard the award. I thought, oh, this sounds like a brilliant idea. And so I thought, well, I might as well have a go, see what happens. And yeah, that's why I made it.
That's really brilliant to know, because sometimes I wonder, you know, people get in touch to say that they're in the process of making a film and they're hoping to enter it, or they've got an existing film and they happen across our awards. But it's also good to know that we have been the inspiration for, you know, the genesis of your movie and have encouraged you to make something. And it's a lovely film. We'll play some clips in the background here. What was your, like, could you talk a little through about the process of making that film? How did you realize the finished picture? Because it's quite accomplished. You've got all sorts of different elements involved, different materials and different techniques that you used.
So I sort of started out with the sort of creature designs. Like, I started experimenting with different designs. I knew I wanted like some sort of draconic, sort of unusual creature. And I was sort of experimenting with it, and then I sort of came across, I was looking in mythology, and I just came across the fire salamander. I think it's in Norse mythology or something like that. And I thought, that sounds like an original idea. I don't think it's ever been sort of put to screen before. And the snail, my dad got this statue in Spain of this woman who's like a coming out of the snail shell. And it reminded me of the snake woman from Sent Boy to Sinbad. I thought it was very Harryhausen-y. And so I thought I sort of took that design and used it to inspire the design of the snail man. And then after I completed the design, I moved on to like designing the models themselves, like a sort of life sort of drawing to make the aluminium wire armature around. And then sort of building it up from there, like adding bits of foam to build bulk it up a bit, and then applying the plasticine over the top. And then my sister very kindly helped me build the set of which the animation takes place. And it took me about, I think, a week or so, just every day animating to complete the entire film, and then editing it as well. I think it took about a week.
And that's lovely that your sister helped, because that's obviously the story of Ray Harryhausen. He had a lot of encouragement from his parents when he was a teenager, and they assisted with costumes and set designs and armatures. So it's good to have a supportive family, and it's great to hear how much effort you put in there. So what were you using in terms of making the film, how were you recording the film, and what software was it, an app or was it an editor you were using?
So I used Stop Motion Studio Pro, which is a very good one that you can just do the animation specifically for animation. And for the editing, I had Coral Video Studio, which is what I used to add the effects or the sort of the transitions and sort of things like that.
No, that's really fantastic. So you won our Best Children's Film Animation Award, and that was announced on June 29th, 2022. How did you feel when the announcement came out?
Oh gosh. Well, I didn't hear about it because I was away on a school trip on the Isles of Scilly. And so my family heard about it whilst I was away and thought, oh my God, that's amazing. We can't tell him now. We've got to wait till he gets back to show him. So literally the night when I got back, they thought, oh, we've got a video to show you. And it was all the announced. So I was just completely in shock. I couldn't believe it. I never thought I could win it. At all, I thought, oh, just might as well just put it forward, and yeah. So I've done an animation then, and I was completely in shock and stunned about it, and I guess I'm still kind of can't believe it—the fact I've won it, even after about maybe a year, 2 years, year or so, something like that. It's amazing. It's such an incredible honor, and to be up there with such legends such as Phil Tippett and Guillermo del Toro and the people in the factory, both people who I've seen films growing up, is just such an honor.
And Guillermo del Toro, he's a fantastic person in terms of encouraging other filmmakers, because he retweeted the announcement about your award win, which I thought was fantastic. He did it for all the awards winners that year. He retweeted that photo you took of yourself with your creatures, and then you received the award statue, which is a fairly sizable piece.
I've got it here.
Oh, great! Good man.
There you go.
There you go. That looks good. That's there's something to keep on your mantelpiece forever.
Absolutely.
And then we were lucky enough to follow up on your win, because we came down to Bristol for the Forbidden World Film Festival earlier this year in 2023. And the festival organisers were kind enough to help us arrange something special, because we screened your winning film on an IMAX screen. I think it was before screening of Seventh Voyage of Sinbad. So that's one of the biggest screens possible, having your film shown in front of a packed audience, and you got a huge round of applause. So that was a really nice moment for us. And how did that feel for you to see your film on the biggest stage possible? Really,
it was it's absolutely incredible, absolutely incredible. And the response that some other people gave me afterwards was really kind, saying how well done, I really enjoyed that and stuff like that. What do you think about moving forward? And sort of, yes, kind words, right? And seeing it up on the big screen, it just makes it just so much more sort of grand. And it was absolutely incredible, incredible.
No, a big thank you to Timon and Tessa and the rest of the Forbidden Worlds Film Festival team for helping us organize that festival in general. We had King Kong 1933 played on the same screen, and the Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, and it's jaw dropping watching movies on that scale. It was really it was a really fantastic festival, and touching on that, on terms of the type of encouragement you've received from people that you spoke to at the festival, how has the award helped you in terms of your plans for the future? I mean, has it encouraged you to make further films? Are your school aware of the fact that you've won a prestigious award for your animated movies?
It has, definitely, because I learned lots of different skills doing my animation, new skills that I used for the film, such as animating momentum and such different techniques to make the creatures look active. Like, I know Ray used to swish the tails of the dinosaurs to make them look like they were active. And that's why I used that for my salamander as well. And it's definitely motivated me to do more more stuff. And for the since I've done the award, I've been gathering lots of different ideas, like doing lots of concept art and stuff like that of what I could do in the future. And for my school final piece in art, I'm going to be doing a animation to do with paleo art.
That's really excellent, and I hope that you'll stay in touch with us too, and keep us up to date with your progress, because you're definitely, a young filmmaker to watch, and we hope that in some way that the Ray Harryhausen Award has helped to encourage you. We hear a lot of people who have half completed films or films that they never got around to finishing, and it's great to hear that you were inspired to enter a complete movie for our Harryhausen Awards. And do you have an idea of next steps? Do you know what you'd like to do, in an ideal world when you finish school, or what you'd like to do in terms of filmmaking?
Yeah, well, I definitely would like to continue with animation forward. Absolutely. I'm kind of thinking with combining it with my other sort of interests, such as like the natural world and sort of paleontology and stuff like that, and sort of trying to combine the two into like sort of like a some sort of filmmaking thing to do, because that's they're both sort of link in interlink well. So I reckon that's something I'd want to have to do, sort of filmmaking using those different interests of mine.
Yeah, you mentioned paleo art there. Could you just tell us a little bit more about that? That sounds
Also, so
fascinating.
paleo art is artwork created to depict prehistoric creatures, and sort of based on sort of scientific knowledge. And I definitely think that's helped me in like sort of designing creatures as well as creating them, like building them, and because you understand the anatomy much more on how a creature works and how it could work when you create it. Like I sort of, as well as paleo art, showing that extinct creatures, speculative zoology is another thing which definitely has helped me understand more in creature design how a creature could exist.
And again, that's tapping into something that Ray did when he was a young man. He was very interested in the work of Charles R. Knight, who did these fantastic dinosaur drawings, which were accurate at the time. They were as up to date as possible in terms of the scientific knowledge. Obviously, our understanding of dinosaurs has progressed over the last 100 years. But I always think of it like there's two different types of dinosaurs now. There's movie dinosaurs, and then there's the contemporary paleontology, and they're both wonderful. They're both wonderful subjects for stop motion animation.
Absolutely.
So we'll just finish there. You've got a really nice t-shirt there,
Yeah.
Christian, which was another one of your prizes for entering the competition. Seventh Voyage of Sinbad. This is one of our official t-shirts from Arts UK, and that's probably one of the most important drawings that Ray Harryhausen ever made, because that was the drawing he pitched to producers to get the Seventh Voyage produced. I mean, is it do you wear that t-shirt proudly? Is it one that you have on
Definitely.
often?
I definitely wear this one about all pretty much any time I can wear it, I'll bring it out and I'll wear my Harryhausen t-shirt, because Seventh Voyage is probably my favorite one. It's yeah, it's just we went to Mallorca where they filmed the caves and the caves of Arta, specifically to like because of Seventh Voyage of Sinbad. But this is where it was all filmed and stuff like that. It was amazing to actually see it in person. So yeah, I'd say yeah, I love this t-shirt, it's brilliant.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure Ray would be very proud to hear how much he's inspired a young animator. And as I say, keep working hard, and please stay in touch and let us know how to progress. You're
Absolutely.
definitely a young filmmaker to watch, and we look forward to seeing what you do next. Thanks very much for your time today, Christian. I
Thank you
appreciate
very
it.
much, Connor.
That's incredible. It's always great to hear people's kind of behind the scenes stories of what happens, even if it is a smaller film as well. Who's up next, Connor?
So next up is the winner of Best Student Film Animation from 2023, and it's Kael Roy Magu, and she entered her film Provisions. Now we'll put some clips in the background of Provisions. It's a wonderful movie, but Kael has received her award now, and we've stayed in touch, We were able to meet in person at our screening of The Golden Voyage of Sinbad at the Regent Street Cinema earlier this year. And it's interesting to hear KL's journey as an animator and what this award has meant to her.
Two, one. So I'm joined by KL Roy Maigu, who was winner of the Best Student Film Animation in the Ray Harryhausen Awards 2023. Hello, KL.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
No, it's great to be chatting to you, and such a wonderful film that you entered, Provisions. Could you just tell us a little bit about the background for that film and the animation processes that you used to bring your stop motion models to life?
Yeah, so just to give a little synopsis, so Provisions is a short stop motion film that follows a young Trinidadian American woman who's living on her own, and she's preparing a dish called provision soup, which is a typical Trinidadian food. And so she calls her grandmother for advice on how to make it. And this kind of sparks a conversation about community and how it feels to be a child of the diaspora. And so in this film, like, my goal really was to use the animate possibility of stop motion to articulate the, you know, the liveliness of culture and memory as it's passed through generations, where, you know, being living in certain quote unquote ancestral homes are lost, there are still cultural traditions that are passed down that can make people feel like they belong somewhere. And I was really inspired to make this film because I find that, you know, I'm Indian, Trinidadian, Canadian American, and not a lot of people have that identity. It's something that I don't see on screen. More recently, I've seen, you know, amazing films that talk about diversity and share these different stories. But I wanted to create something that could speak to having a very mixed background. And so I was really, and I've always loved stop motion, very drawn to that. And I thought, you know, this is a great way to bring together my interests in materiality and the idea that objects carry history, and how can I kind of bring that into my own filmmaking. And so I set about to create animated food, animated soup, animated characters, and a whole little world where this conversation could take place.
That's really excellent. And you were one of the voice actors for the film alongside your grandmother and briefly your grandfather as well. Could you tell us a little about how you got them involved with your project and how you prepared them to be the stars of your movie?
Yeah, so I have a pretty great relationship with my grandparents, and we chat on the regular a lot. And so they had been hearing about, you know, I was going to make this film, and I was trying to figure out what the theme would be. And I just thought, you know, what feels most organic to me are these like phone conversations that I have with my grandparents. And, you know, I've never lived where they lived, and so a lot of my relationship with them is through the phone. So I thought this would be a great way to kind of also just recognize that, like, you know, when you're a child of diaspora, you also don't live with a lot of your family and you don't have that sense of community. And so I initially was thinking of hiring some actors to play myself and my grandmother. But as I was, you know, writing the script to figure out, okay, well, what could I tell these actors that they need to say? I thought, you know, let me have a conversation with my grandma. Let me see what she would say and see how I could write that out. But then when she was talking, it sounded so wonderful. You know, she has a Trinidadian accent. She stutters a little, and that's just so charming and so her. And I loved it. And I thought, you know, there's no authentic way to represent this if I hire an actor. What if I just, you know, record some conversations that I have with her? And so she was a phenomenal actress, I will say, like, just amazing. I was blown away because we would have this conversation multiple times, and I was worried that it might get repetitive and that she might, you know, but no, she delivered it in like the best way possible. And actually the moment at the end when my grandfather comes in, that was genuine. I thought that it would be really funny to have some sort of moment where he chimes in, and I hadn't quite figured out how that was going to be incorporated. But then I ended up, after recording the actual script with my grandmother, I ended up staying a while longer and chatting, and the Zoom was still recording. And then my grandfather just calls from the back of the house, and I thought, okay, this moment is going in. I think those are my friends. I gotta go.
Okay. Glad to be of help. Anytime you need to call me, it's fine. I'm here.
Thank you. Love you, Grandma.
Peter, come say bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Grandpa. Love you guys.
Love you too, Kalia.
Bye. Coming.
That's really nice, because that was the first thing I wondered is, you know, how did you give them a script to read, or did you record a phone call and then build the film around that? So it's great that they are so encouraging of your work. Now, in terms of the just some of the technical information, could you talk a bit about the software that you used and the hardware as well, I suppose, to create your film and how you built all of your models and sets?
Yeah, so I had a friend working on the film with me, and we built everything. The set walls and floors are made out of foam board. We used a lot of the images on there. It's not like painted, it's actually stickers. We would make like a digital drawing or find like an online asset, print it out onto sticker paper, and then kind of weather it once we printed it to make it look like an old wallpaper or old like floor tiles, stuff like that. A lot of it was made, so much 3D printing was involved. I spent 4 years working at a 3D printing lab at my undergrad university. All of the cutlery, the kettle, certain bits of furniture, those were 3D printed and designed online. And the character herself, she's made with, you know, a metal armature. And she has like some cotton inside of her, some gauze wrap. And then her hands are made out of this moldable silicone, and her face is made of plasticine, and her hair is made of yarn. So I like going back to these materials where you can see the fingerprints and you can see the elements of the creator in the product. I think that that's really charming, and stop motion, in my opinion, I think it really shines when it acknowledges that it is handmade. So I wanted to really emphasize using those real life textures. And then the soup, I had fun kind of making all these tiny vegetables that could be cut up and then added to the actual bowl in the film. The bowl, by the way, was a measuring cup of mine that I just snapped the handle off. But the soup is made with this jelly and some dish soap for the bubbles on top. And so that one was fun. But every frame to animate, I'd have to like whip up some dish soap so that I could get bubbles and like replace it on. So yeah, but it, yeah, that's kind of what it's made of. And then I used Dragon Frame just to film and capture. I have my own camera, and then I edited it in DaVinci Resolve.
Now, how did you hear about the Ray Harryhausen Awards?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously I knew about Ray Harryhausen. I think any stop motion animator really knows quite a bit about Harryhausen. And I was doing some, I was looking around for festivals and trying to figure out where to send my film, but I actually hadn't heard of the awards when I did my initial festival search. One of my friends who got the honorary mention here, Edmund Drake, he told me, he said, "Hey, Kale, I'm applying to this festival. You've got to apply to this too." It's thanks to him, actually. And so when we both got the email, we were so excited for each other. I have to thank him for telling me about it. I was on like vacation, so I had submitted it like 2 days before the deadline and all this stuff, but I'm so like thankful that I was able to get it in.
Well, we're thankful too, because it was lovely to see both of your films, and Edmund's film as well was fantastic. Yeah. You said you were aware of Ray's work already. Just tell some of your favorite films and favorite memories of Harryhausen.
Yeah, I mean, I was introduced to Harryhausen's work through my parents. They grew up in Canada and said that they every kind of Sunday they would play a lot of the Harryhausen movies, and they just absolutely loved watching them. I used to watch a lot of stop motion as a kid, and so some of Harryhausen's films were in this rotation that I would see when I was younger. I think some of my favorites, the Kali model is actually one of my favorite puppets, and I was so excited to have one now. And the Medusa, I think those are the two that, you know, those scenes always stood out to me. And of course the iconic skeletons scene was something pretty amazing as well. Those three films are the ones that I probably watched the most. There's something really, really fun. I loved Medusa. I went as a kid, and I loved all the Greek myths, and I think Harryhausen helped to spark that, you know, reading the Greek myths, watching his films, and being able to delve into these worlds of childhood fantasy. It was just amazing, and I think it's had such a great impact on who I am today. And the fact that I always return to these ideas of, okay, of folklore and storytelling and having these amazing, fantastic creatures that are brought to life by this amazing thing called stop motion.
So how did it feel when you were notified to let you know that you had won the Harryhausen Award for Best Student Film Animation?
Disbelief, I think, was the first thing that I thought, because I used to live in the States, and so I was asleep when the announcement was made. So I woke up to a message from a Stuart Messenger, my admin instructor, saying, "Oh my gosh, congratulations." And I'm like, "Congrats on what? What did I do?" And then I see my email and I see all the messages, and I'm just sitting there like, there's no way that, like, Harryhausen, like that Harryhausen. And so my family, we were all celebrating, and it was truly such a really unexpected, I think, because this is the first time I'd heard back from a festival for the film, and so it was so unexpected but just so wonderful. And yeah, I still haven't quite processed it, actually. I'm still trying to figure out, really? Wow. So yeah, just incredibly honored, and so pleased.
And I know it's not been long since you received your award, but how do you feel that that kind of recognition will help you in terms of your future career? You're obviously with the Aardman Academy just now, but looking ahead to your future films and so forth, do you feel like having this kind of award win on your profile will be of assistance?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, even just the name recognition and being able to, say that I've received this award in itself is just an amazing thing to have. But I think for me, what's the most meaningful element of, receiving this is the confidence that it's given me, because, as a young creator, as a woman of color, as someone who has, a very, different background from what I've seen before on screen, it's tough to, not see anything that kind of reflects your own experiences or your own thoughts. And it requires a lot of mental energy and effort to kind of constantly create this content that you wish you had as a kid. And that's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to see how I can tell more diverse stories so more people can see their own narratives on screen. And so the fact that the Harryhausen Foundation is recognizing this is just, it's really validating, and it gives me the motivation to keep doing it. And, showing me that my efforts are not in vain, that people want to see what I'm creating, that it is valuable, and it's hopefully making a difference. And, I think that this award is really just going to help me continue to pursue my passion, and continue to kind of work as hard as I can to make it in the industry and make my voice heard.
That's really, really lovely to hear. And I'm sure all of the judges and trustees of the foundation will be delighted to hear you say that. We were able to meet very briefly at a special event in Regent Street in London, where you won another prize. Completely coincidentally, you were the winner of a prize that we were handing out during a 50th anniversary screening of Golden Voyage of Sinbad. And you were chosen by Caroline Munro, who's the star of that film.
Yeah, I once again, like, just what? That's amazing. Being able to talk with Miss Munro was fantastic, and just hear her experiences of what it was like on the set, what it was like creating the film. And I loved learning about, I think my question was kind of a bit about how was that interaction between Harryhausen on set, and explaining to the actors how they would be reacting to the stop motion character, and how does one even go about figuring out such a hybrid film. And so it was amazing. And like I said, the Kali model is one of my favorite puppets from the Harryhausen films. And the fact that I now have one who looks over me on my desk as I do all of my work related to my future films is amazing. And so, yeah, once again, such a great motivator. And yeah, I once again cannot believe it.
And it's a complete coincidence. We hadn't met yet. Caroline certainly, didn't know who you were when she chose you as the winner of, I think the prize was for the person who asked the best question. So you asked the best question during our Q&A, Caroline. was impressed by your insights. So there's something going on. You've been selected, I guess, with two wonderful competition prizes now, and it's really great. We hope that both of them will bring you good luck in the years to follow.
Yes, they're amazing mementos that I'm going to carry with me for the rest of my life, truly.
Excellent. Well, that's really nice, Kale. And best of luck with your future career. And just, can we finish off by asking what you've got in store next? What film projects do you have lined up?
Yeah, I have quite a few projects in the works right now. I'm currently completing my Masters of Arts at the Arts University of Bournemouth. And so I'm working on a final film there that's also kind of dealing with the idea of diaspora. But this time it's dealing with it from a British context. And it's going to be centering around a main character who's having flashbacks to her family's own experience with British imperialism across the world. I'm also wrapping up a music video for a friend from high school, and it was a stop motion film, and it's the song is called Sailing, and so we're going to be releasing that hopefully by the end of the year. And then actually with the Edmund, who got the honorary mention here, he and I are working on another music video together that's in the early stages of production, but I'm super excited, and hopefully I'll have some big news on that in the coming months.
Well, when you do, please let us know and we'll share it far and wide, because we're very proud of the film that you entered and to be able to give you such an award for such an accomplished film. Thank you very much, Kale, for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. This has been wonderful.
That's marvellous, Connor. And it was a double win for Kayla, because she also won a Carly model when she answered the best question, unknowns to us on the panel on the stage, that she was already a Harryhausen Award winner. She won a Star Race Toys Carly, goddess of, was it goddess of death or was it the fighting Carly?
It was a goddess of death, Carly, yes. And this, again, a complete coincidence, because she was selected by Caroline Munro from the stage, up there with the lights on. It's, you know, it's hard to see faces in the audience. And we had no idea that the person that Caroline had selected was also the winner of our best student film animation. So it was meant to be, it was fate. And it's wonderful to see KL with both her prizes, I suppose, her award and her model. We're setting her up nicely to study Harryhausen and bring Ray's legacy, I suppose, to a new generation of animated film.
Absolutely. And that'd make a fabulous photo, wouldn't it? The shield and her Carly together in a photo. Maybe she can send that in for us. Who's up next, Connor?
I think we'll finish up here with the winner of the inaugural Harryhausen Hall of Fame Award. Phil Tippett sent us a very touching message where he spoke not only about his Ray Harryhausen Award, but his friendship with Ray, the inspiration that Ray has given him over the years. And he pulled out something very special for the video, which you're about to see, because Phil has the only casting of Ray Harryhausen's hands. And this was an arrangement that he made with Ray way back in, I think, 2010. He requested a casting of Ray's hands, and we were able to make that happen with Alan Friswell, our fantastic conservator and restorer. Alan cast Ray's hands. It took some time to have the casting and made and sent to Phil, but he now presents them proudly on his desk. We've got some wonderful photography here of Ray having his hands cast. A wonderful moment for Alan, a wonderful gift to be able to give to Phil. So he is showing Ray Harryhausen's hands, and that, if in case you were wondering what he's speaking about there, it's a wonderful treasure. And he now holds two Ray Harryhausen awards as well. He holds the Best Feature Film Animation for Mad God and the Harryhausen Hall of Fame Award.
Thank you for this prestigious award for the Ray Harryhausen Hall of Fame. This really means a great deal to me. Now, these are the casting of Ray's hands, and they're almost identical to mine. You know, there's a, Ray called them cow milking hands, and doing those little skeletons, but his fingertips are much pointier than mine. Anyway, that's the difference. So, Seventh Voyage of Sinbad was the film that changed my life, and Dennis Muirens and Tom Sanamon and Ed Kemmerall, everybody I know, to get into visual effects. So that was really the bolt of lightning that precipitated our careers. And like the Cyclops was, that was the thing, you know, that really struck me, because I hadn't seen 20 Million Miles to Earth, but I had seen Jason the Argonauts and the Skeleton Fight, which still blows my mind. I've never done anything of that magnitude. And this armature is a recreation, an accurate recreation, that my friend Tom Sanamon, who built all the armatures for the Star Wars movies, made from a armature that Bob Burns had. And so it's a very accurate representation of Ray's first theatrical feature, Mighty Joe Young. And so Ray inspired a generation, you know. And I got a call from my friend Alexander Ponset, who made a documentary on Ray called Ray Harryhausen Special Effects Titan. And I was in New York with my family, and they were gonna go into a department store. We were in Brooklyn. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna walk around and we'll catch up with you. And so I walked down to the edge of the water and I looked up, and there was the Empire State Building. And it was like, wow, you know, that's where it all started with Ray. And in many ways with me, I mean, because the very first thing I saw at the age of six on television was King Kong. And that really was I had no idea what was going on. And that cooked for a number of years. And then Sinbad came out, and when the Cyclops came out, that was the beginning of my story. And this is the end.
Amazing to see, and well-deserved Phil Tippett there, who many people think is the next Ray Harryhausen, although he's been doing it for many years, of course. Now, if you'd like to enter the Harryhausen Awards yourself, then simply do here in the caption on the screen, you can see harryhausenawards.com, and we'll be putting links in the notes to this podcast as well. So good luck with your entries. Get them in soon if you can. And if you know anyone who you think deserves an award or is working on a film, get them to finish it and send it to us. Again, at harryhausenawards.com. You can find the terms and conditions there as well, and all about the entry details are on the website as well. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Copyright in the Ray Harryhausen podcast is owned by the Ray and Diana Harryhausen Foundation, a registered Scottish charity, number SC001419, 2013. This recording may not be reproduced in whole or in part without written permission from the Foundation. The views expressed within these podcasts do not necessarily reflect those of the Foundation, its trustees or employees. For further terms and conditions, please contact us at rayharryhausen.com, where you can also find our Facebook, Instagram and Twitter links.